Sutherlandia frutescens, also known as cancer bush, and I call it the Cape's miracle herb. Sutherlandia is currently popular thanks to its long history of traditional use, its growing scientific interest, and its reputation as an adaptogenic tonic for general wellness. Its key reasons for its popularity is, number one, its traditional medicine history. Indigenous South African cultures have used it for centuries as a cure-all tonic. It is believed to treat a wide range of ailments, including internal cancers, diabetes, stress, anxiety, stomach problems, fever, and external wounds. Secondly, its adaptogenic properties. It is highly valued as an adaptogen, meaning it helps the body cope with physical and mental stress. This aligns perfectly with the global movement toward holistic health. Thirdly, another reason for its popularity is its supportive treatment for chronic illnesses. It is a popular supportive measure for patients with HIV or AIDS and cancer. Anecdotally, it improves appetite, energy, and quality of life, helping to counter muscle wasting. And fourthly, its accessibility and formats. It is affordable and easy to find in forms like teas and capsules, even in gels, making it accessible to almost everyone. While lab studies show promise, human trials are still needed to verify these claims and ensure safety regarding drug interactions. This mix of traditional wisdom and modern science keeps Sutherlandia in the public eye. But more about the plant. Cancer bush is a hardy shrub with delicate, feathery, grey-green leaves and striking bright red flowers that look like little dragon claws. And later, these flowers turn into puffy, balloon-like seed pods, which gives it the nickname Old Man's Beard, or in Afrikaans, Klapperbos, in some regions. The parts that we use is the aerial parts, mostly the leaves and the stems. While the red flowers are beautiful, the medicine is truly concentrated in that bitter foliage. But yeah, it's medicinal benefits. Sutherlandia is an adaptogen, like I've earlier said. This means it helps the body adapt to stress. In traditional usage, it is known as a profound immune booster. It's often used as a tonic for people who are feeling wasted away, fatigued, or recovering from serious illnesses. It helps improve appetite and gives you a sense of well-being. While the name cancer bush suggests a cure, we view it more as a quality of life tonic, supporting the body so it can fight its own battles. And how you can use it? Well, be warned, it is bitter. The most traditional way is a tea. But if you can handle bitter tea, then this is definitely a go-to. Steep a teaspoon of dried leaves in hot water. If the taste is too strong for you, this is where our tincture shines. A few drops of Sutherlandia tincture in a little water allows you to get the benefits without sipping a full cup of bitter tea. It's excellent during winter or times of high stress. And if you are concerned about the appetite properties, just drink it at night time and not in the morning. At Love Garden, we sell it dry in 30 gram packs for you to use as a tea, or the option of 10 milliliter bottles of tincture. But you are welcome to contact me for customized orders too.